Now, the indications from the climate scientists and the and from NCAR and from NASA seem to indicate that we should not expect a continuation of the hydrology that we've seen since the 20s or the 50s, but that we should more likely anticipate something that's closer to the hydrology since the year 2000. So we know that we've got a risk. We also have to keep in mind, by the way, that we all in the upper basin want to see continued economic growth. And for years, decades, centuries, frankly, we've all equated growth and economic prosperity with increased water consumption. And frankly, when we study just a 10% increase in the upper basin depletion, it doubles the frequency that demand management pool or releases will be needed to protect us from a compact call. So we need to be aware that if we're going to grow in the future, which we at the River District fully support growth and a viable economy in the Western Colorado, we need to find ways to grow that don't include additional water use. And we think there are lots of ways to do that. It's going to require a lot of creativity, a lot of cooperation among ourselves on the West Slope with our Eastern Slope brethren. We're really going to have to get creative. Now, additionally, how much water do we think is going to be needed? Well, our studies show that we may need in that bank, in that demand management pool, as much as 1 to 2 million acre feet of water. So we know that we can't produce that in 1 year. We know that that's got to be produced and banked over years, just like you would if you were saving to buy a house. You would start and several years later, you might have enough to put down on that house. We would anticipate a demand management program, if it ever exists, would need to be built up over time through these voluntary compensated measures. And it needs, again, needs to be protected so that we can keep it where it is for our benefit when the hydrology proves necessary. I want to touch a little bit on some of the things that we're going to face and you're going to face as our community's leaders. We should anticipate Colorado's population increasing to about 8.5 million in 2050. That's a more than 50% increase from 2015. So that growth needs to occur in the state of Colorado without additional significant use or additional consumptive use of water in our state. How do we do that? That's going to be up to you guys as community leaders. It's going to be up to us to help you figure that out. But there are a lot of things that we're going to have to look at and be willing to think about that haven't been even things we could approach. And I'll tell you, land use is something that the water community has historically viewed as a third rail. We didn't want to touch it. We didn't want to get electrocuted by it. We have deferred to local municipalities, given your land use authorities. We want local land use control. And while we support that, we also entering this new phase of our hydrology and looking at temperatures as they rise here in Colorado, we have to understand that land use does matter. And as we're converting ag use into suburban and urban uses, we need to consider the effects on the overall river, especially if we want to protect our Western Slope ag. So how do we do that? Well, local land use ordinances can be modified to provide incentives for people not to plant curb to curb Kentucky bluegrass. And that's true whether it's in Windsor, where that use is 100% causes a 100% depletion to the Colorado River because it's a transbasin use, or in Grand Junction, where it may only be a 50% depletion to the river. What we're asking of our land use authorities is to consider incentivizing low water use landscaping and in many instances, potentially requiring that as we double by more than 50% growth.